The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. This President's Day, celebrate American legends with great deals at the Jeep President's Day event. Right now, get 0% financing for 72 months on select 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. Excludes Grand Cherokee L, SRT, and Trackhawk. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/28/2022. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello everyone, thanks for doing the listening and welcome to this week here on Melon Sugar. I'm Ked O. Today we'll be discussing what's the best relationship that you've ever had or what you tend to have. Mostly on Twitter, on Instagram and social media, you get a lot of people like talking about relationship stuff and how they would like to be cared for and all that. Yeah. And sometimes what many don't know is being in a relationship with someone comes with a lot of commitments that you have to commit to. And sometimes if you are not if you are like a distance person and you don't really know how to commit to someone, then I'm not sure you should either be in a relationship. You should just fuck. Just meet someone and just fuck with that person. Yeah. And you guys will just go your own way, like a one-night stand. Basically, in our today's world, we get a lot of young guys in our teens just jumping from one relationship to the other because the guy's dick is big, the girl has boobs, the girl's breast is so pointing and everything. So basically what today we have is the generation, my generation, what they tend to like most is a guy who has money, who has looks, and maybe fucks well. Then for the girls, then for a girl, they want a girl who maybe is so hip and so like so cosmetic, like has a lot of good looks, is so good at some things, yeah, and just snapping, yeah. They just want that kind of Instagram Snapchat girls, yeah. And for that girls too, what mostly people forget is that they are just following you, the guys, just for money. And because you are like the ish in town, or you are the one who makes everything go cool. And sometimes too, most of the girls, what they try to do is, okay, I want to be in a relationship, But when they get into that relationship, now they just want it to be just sex, they fuck, you have fun, and just go your own separate ways. And for the guys too, I'm very, very, it's sometimes, so like assuming for you to notice like a guy is so into someone, because most guys today they are just there maybe wanting a girl to have fun with, then later they fall in love, but not knowingly their girl is not into them. So what they try to do is just keep on sending the girl gifts and stuff. And for me, that's not like a good relationship or something. Yeah. And that thing, it doesn't lead anywhere. It's just like, you just, okay, we are dating, we just come up, we just meet, you guys will just have something and just end up getting married. That's not it. So you can see, for most of the time in most of our lives, whether it's a straight relationship or bi or anything relationship, you sometimes feel like what mostly people are into a relationship for is just money. Yeah, it's just money. Just money. Sometimes, like last night, I talked with a friend of mine, and she was like having a whole lot of problems with his guy, and his guy was not calling, texting, or anything. So she's been so furious with the guy. Like, she was at the point of blocking the guy. So I had to just talk with her and tell her, you know, she should just calm down, maybe go to the guy's place, check up on the guy and see what's wrong. Yeah. Later she said, oh, she won't, like, she tried going to the guy's place, and when she went, the guy's car was around. Later she tried knocking the guy's door, but a girl came out, and she's kind of furious. She doesn't know what to do. So with her like this, I had to just calm her down. I just talk with her, cause for her perspective is, she's kind of like wanting the guy to always be there for her, to always care for her, to always be there, like just calling him and he will just pick up and talk nothing and just leave. And I told her, hey, you don't know, maybe the guy is like having issues at work, he has to do a whole lot of things to care for you. So if I was you, I'll just take it like that, but I'll always make sure to check up on him. Yeah. And not just like calling and just saying unnecessary stuff. That's so wrong. And also for the guys, you should always know the kind of girl you like before going into a relationship or starting anything with a girl. I think as a guy, you should always have in mind that girl you like, yeah, or that boy you like. You should always like anticipate how you want to be in a relationship with someone. You should go into that relationship very ready. You can't just go in there and just bounce everything, just mess up the other person's life, just talk trash to that person and expect to like have a love, or that person should be faithful to you. No, it doesn't work that way, because in a relationship, you guys should always have like a common goal for yourself. You guys should always see each other, should always be there for each other, and also make sure that everything that you do, you always think of the other. Because a perfect relationship is when one or two people can love each other, coexist as one. Yes. And not like pretend to love each other, because for now, most people, what they do is they just pretend to love each other. So you'll find a girl always posting his guy's pic on his Snap, Instagram, but you never find a guy posting the girl's pic on Instagram or Snapchat or any other social media platform, because there is no trust in our relationship. It's just, we just meet, we just have fun, everyone goes its own way. If you want money, I give you, that's it. And that's not something that you can easily say it will lead to anywhere. Yeah. And for going forward, I think what most people or couples or boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, like that kind of relationship, they need is to have an open mind, be sure of the person you are dating, always have his love in your heart, be open to him. Talk everything with him or her. Make sure you elevate your relationship above everything else, but not above anything that is more precious to you, the person. Yeah. And also try to have it in mind that him or her can just get out one day and just leave the relationship. So you should always make sure you safeguard your heart. Don't let anyone fool with you. Either you are the guy or the lady or whatever. Always make sure you have your plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. Because now you can't just go into a relationship and say, oh, I'm just going in it like that. No, not that. For me, I'll never go into a relationship. I'll never just like jump into a relationship like that. No. I have to see whether we are compatible. Because nowadays, a lot of people are not compatible. They are not pairing. Their Bluetooth are not pairing. So I won't go and pair with someone with an Android whilst I'm using an iPhone. No, the pairing should be nice, should be great. And I think from last time the pandemic hit very hard when everyone was indoors, you can see a lot of lastly, too, as we are ending this conversation, I'd like to say, if both of you, the partners, agree to just want it to be just a one-night stand or just a sex thing, you guys should just see through it that it becomes, or you just want a friends with benefit thing, make sure it becomes. Because I tend to see that instead of friends with benefits, then it tries to lead to something else, but the other partner doesn't want it to lead to that. So sometimes they just get to a whole lot of messy situations. So I guess with that thing, we have to just cut it off, the girl, especially the girl. So I think for now, everything should go on well. If you are a guy or a girl listening to me and you want to be in a relationship with someone, you should just go with the flow. Yeah, just go with the flow. Don't be like stuck in your comfortable space and say, oh, I'll just do this for the guy, I'll just do this for the girl. No. Just explore your sexual fantasies, make it come alive, get freaky back.
and all that. Yeah, and I think you just reap whatever you sow out of making your relationship so comfortable with your partner. Yeah, and to our hookup girls too, there is no problem with hooking up with anyone. You just have to just forget the person when you are done with that person. Just forget that person. Don't try falling in love with the guy or the girl. Just go with it. Just take it as a business. Go with it. Flow with it. Then leave. And also remember to be protected. Always have protected sex. And I think this will be the end of the conversation that we had this week on my opinion on crazy relationships and how to make it perfect. So I'll see you guys next week with a brand new topic and episode. So you can just send me an email if you have anything you like for us to talk about next week on melonsugar@gmail.com. Yes. And I would like to maybe talk about it, and I'll keep you guys posted on everything that will be going on. So if you have anything, discussion on anything relating to this topic we discussed today, I'll just post my email in the description so you can get interactive with me and talk more and ask questions or maybe bring out topics for next week. See you guys next week. And thank you for listening to Melon Sugar Crazy Relationships. Bye.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Book your New Jersey summer getaway now. Go for sunshine vibes and beach and boardwalk fun. Discover parks, forests, and family attractions, distinctive dining, and inspiring art, history, and culture. Stay in an urban oasis, an oceanside inn, or other unique accommodations. Boost your mood in New Jersey's feel-great destinations. Create your escape at visitnj.org/book now.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.